Lost in the 50s. This chapter originally appeared in Mastery 4, where the system meets pop culture and pop culture loses. I've heard the criticisms that I don't get what relationships are all about in the 21st century, that I'm lost in the 50s. Really? Help me out. When did lying to your wife or husband become okay? In the 70s, 80s, 2000, or now? Is there an expiration date on being faithful to your partner? When did it become okay to break your word to the most important person in your life, your partner? Faithfulness, trust, integrity, and keeping your word, i.e. to be an honorable person, did they get lost in the 50s? When is it common sense to waste your time with a woman that has low interest level? If they don't think the above things are important, they're not lost in the 50s. They're lost right now. 50s, 60s, 70s, 2000, today. It doesn't matter. There's no shortcuts. You are either committed to a relationship or you're not. Being committed means being faithful. There's no middle ground for either of you. If you can't be faithful, don't get married. I'm not lost in the 50s, guys. I'm right here in the 21st century giving you the truth. I know this, if you just wing it in a relationship, i.e. never pay attention to red flags, you're heading for trouble. If you ignore the warning signs, it can turn your life upside down. I get emails all the time from guys that didn't pay attention to the red flags and got themselves in the middle of a mess. It doesn't have to happen to you. Remember, guys, you have the system, my articles, and the radio show. With them, you'll never be lost in the 50s.